Thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed that one. And I'd like to tell you that this coming May will be our 10th annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival down on the farm where the Stanley Brothers was born and raised, way back in the sticks where it rained every day last year. We've ordered good weather this year, though. Starts on Thursday, May the 22nd, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And where's a handbill, boys? We can tell the folks, somebody get one there so we can find out who will be there. Charlie, I can't see, so you tell the folks the talent that'll be there this year.
Okay, it's four big days. It'll begin Thursday, May 22nd through Sunday, May 25th. And, of course, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys will be there. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys will be there all 4 days. The Lost Kentuckians, Raymond Fairchild, Clyde and Marie Denny, a fine group from Lexington, Kentucky. The Country Gentlemen, James Monroe, Jimmy Martin, Larry Sparks, the Goins Brothers, the Marshall Family, George Shuffler and family. George Shuffler was the original guitar player with the Stanley Brothers that started the kind of picking that you're hearing Junior do right now. Charlie Klein, the Rocky Mountain Boys, Stanford Stanley, Messer Grass, the Uncut Grass, the Anderson Family, a fine gospel group, Al Elliott and the Blue Ridge Partners, Boone Step and the band, and the Lawsons. And also, Ralph will be having a Clinch Mountain Boys reunion on Sunday, and he's going to get all the old original Clinch Mountain Boys that he can get in touch with, and we're going to record a live album starting with some of the older songs that Stanley Brothers did and moving right on up till the present time. So I think it's going to be a really good thing, and if you possibly can, come up and be with us. Some of the old Clinch Mountain Boys that will be there. Of course, I can't begin to name them all, but George Shuffer will be there, and Al Elliott, Towser Murphy, Ralph Mayo, Art Wooten, Lester Woody, Curly Lambert, Larry Sparks. He was the first lead singer with Ralph after Carter died in 1966, will be there, and Melvin Goins of the Goins Brothers Band will also be there to help record that album. So come up and be with us.
Thank you, Charlie. And, Judge, we'll be on yours this year down at Glasgow, won't we? On Sunday. Glasgow, Delaware. But don't wait that long. Come to ours first and then come to that one, too. While you're up here. Let's see. About time for intermission now. And during that intermission, we have a lot of albums and tapes, as usual. Curly Ray's got some keychains on sale. Curly has recorded 9 albums, which he has an 8-track tape on each one of them. And the Clinch Mountain Boys are helping him out with the albums and tapes. And he's got some keychains, dog collars, flea powders, and things like that. Huh? And, of course, Jack Cook is over on this side, and he's got some by Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, and he's got some by the Stanley Brothers that we haven't been able to get a hold of until lately. And go by and see the fellas, and I guess they have some concessions back there, maybe some drinks and sandwiches and knickknacks, things like that. We'll take about a 20 or 25, maybe a 30-minute intermission, and we'll be back for another show. And any of you that wants to talk to the fellas and tell us a request that you have, if we know it, we'll be glad to do it. But we've recorded so many that a lot of them we don't remember. But any of them that we can, we'll do. So we're going to wind up this portion with Curly Ray Klein and his latest hit of Who's the Golem Old McGrath?